Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. World leaders convened on Saturday outside Cairo to address the crisis in Gaza and ensure it does not lead to wider regional conflict. The absence of some Western leaders may have lowered expectations for what the event might achieve, but it allowed for an active discussion of the issues at stake. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Arab leaders condemned Israel's two-week-old bombardment of Gaza and Israel's attempt to evacuate the region. Jordan's King Abdullah blasted Israel for its treatment of Palestinian civilians and said efforts to displace the residents of Gaza was a war crime. Western leaders, such as Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, defended Israel's right to defend itself, but only within strict compliance to international law and humanitarian guidelines. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said both sides can take steps to lower tensions.
The time has come for action. Action to end this god-awful nightmare. And action to build a future worthy of the dreams of the children of Palestine, Israel, the region, and our world.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
About 100,000 people joined a pro-Palestinian demonstration in central London on Saturday, marching through the British capital to demand an immediate ceasefire in Gaza following the Hamas attack on Israel 2 weeks ago. A protester, who declined to provide a name, explained his reason for marching in support of Palestine.
Today, I'm here today to show my love and my compassion for the Palestinians who are suffering in Gaza and all the innocent lives that are being lost. We've came together today. It's not about religion, it's about humanity coming together and fighting for what's right.
Police had cautioned before the march that anyone showing support for Hamas, banned as a terrorist organization in Britain, would face arrest, and any incident of hate crime would not be tolerated. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. As trucks carrying aid crossed into Gaza on Saturday, some Gazans said it was far from what was needed to help over 2 million people currently under siege in the Strip. Emma Gell reports from Reuters.
For many who have been displaced in the growing conflicts, 20 trucks are simply not enough for the enclave's 2.3 million people. Where is your humanity? We need to know what is being done, says this man, who is calling on Arab countries to send help. Before the outbreak of war, an average of about 450 aid trucks were arriving daily in Gaza. The United Nations says more than a million have been made homeless. There are no safe bomb shelters in Gaza, where over 50% of Palestinians live in poverty. In Egypt, Arab leaders condemned the siege of Gaza at a summit convened hastily to find a peace settlement. But the absence of Israel and senior U.S. officials at the meeting undermined any prospect for halting the escalating war.
Emma Gell from Reuters. Police in Somalia say a suicide car bomb exploded at a military facility on the outskirts of the capital and killed at least 6 people. A police spokesperson said the victims included 4 soldiers and that 9 other people were wounded at the facility in the Lower Shabelle region. The Somali Islamic extremist group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's spoken to President Joe Biden about future U.S. support for his nation, while Russia's President Vladimir Putin visited a military headquarters near the Ukraine border. AP correspondent Lauren Brooks has more.
Both warring countries are already preparing for next year's combat operations, but almost 20 months of war has sapped both sides' military resources. Zelensky says he's spoken to Biden by phone about a significant support package, billions of dollars in military assistance for both Ukraine and Israel. Less than 100 kilometers from Ukraine's southeastern border, the Kremlin says Vladimir Putin was briefed on the war by his military chief, Valery Gerasimov. Jack Watling, a senior research fellow at the Royal United Services Institute, has told the Associated Press that sufficient ammunition won't be forthcoming from NATO to meet Ukraine's current levels of demand. But he says Russian productions are now growing more quickly, with its military reportedly receiving supplies from Iran, North Korea, and other countries. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Albania's former Prime Minister Salih Berisha says prosecutors have charged him with corruption and money laundering in connection with a land deal involving a Tirana property. Berisha, 79, said the prosecutor's office, in charge of cases against senior officials or major cases, ordered him not to leave the country. Berisha also said his son-in-law, 50-year-old Jamarber Maltesi, was arrested on the same charges at the Tirana International Airport. Berisha said both he and Maltesi are innocent and claimed the charges are political, coming from current Prime Minister Edi Rama. Rama did not immediately respond to Berisha's claim. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.